All right, so it's the last line of the Mishnah. Ashiyesh lam edim chokam b'lay shvua. Shnei ma'az in betalis. And they come into Bezdin, and really the din would be Yachlaiku, b'shvua. But, hey, yes, they are edim here, so the Yachlaiku is b'lay shvua. So we said yesterday, the Rishash learns, shant in the Mishnah, that there's a tray. There are two Edom who say he picked it up, two Edom say he picked it up. And the Chiddush is that's enough to patter him from a Shvua. The Beis Halevi explains a second Pshat in the Mishnah. He explains that you could learn Yesh Lahem Edom means that there's one cat of Edom. And that one cat of Edom is saying that they picked it up together. So now you have really three versions of the events, right? One person says, I picked it up first. The other one says, I picked it up first. And the Eidim say, they picked it up together. And therefore, it should be Echleik. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Chok and B'lai Shvua, we do like the Eidim, and they split B'lai Shvua. This is an understanding of Oishi Eshlam Eidim, that they have, that there's one cat of Eidim that says that they split, that they picked it up together, and the Mela Chalka Blesh. Fred Kebes HaLevi, Akash on this chat. What's the case? You and I picked it up together. I say Kula Shali, you say Kula Shali. We have to swear. Now, I'm going to get off the hook from a Shvua based on what? I'm going to get off the hook on the Shvua because I say, 1 minute, I don't want to swear. I have Eidim. I use these Eidim instead of me swearing. She'eni bapach smechetzia. These Eidim are saying that eini bapach smechetzia. So I use the Eidim in place of my Shvua. That's pshat in the Mishnah. Frek, the Beis HaLevi, how could I use these Eidim? Lidvarai, these Eidim are liars. I say that I picked it up entirely. I'm saying I picked it up myself. The Eidim are saying, no, it was 50-50. So, Lidvarai, the Eidim are liars. How can I say I want to use these Eidim to patter me from a Shvua if I myself am saying that the Eidim are lying? Now, that's the Beis HaLevi's kasha. Now, the Beis HaLevi brings him a makor for this idea that if I say someone's lying, I can't use them. Maybe I could use them. Svara Takas Mustavi, he can't, but he brings him a makor. He brings a case in Chashimishpat Simin Pei Beis where a person's a Maida B'miktas. Let's say you say I owe you $100, I say I only owe you $50. Now listen carefully to the case. Okay, I say I owe you $50. Two Eidim come in and they say that I owe you nothing. Oh, the Eidim are saying better than what I'm saying. I'm saying I owe you $50. I'm a maid of a mitzvah. The Eidim are saying even more for my good. Eidim are being nicer to me than I am myself. I'm saying I owe you $50. Eidim are saying that I owe you nothing. I paid the whole thing. So the Eidim are really on my side. Not only they're agreeing, you say I owe you $100, not only when I deny half, the Eidim agree with that, the Eidim say that even when I'm Maida, I don't know. So I'm a Maida b'mitzas. So in that case, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that I have to swear I'm a Maida b'mitzas. I have Eidim like me. Eidim are saying like me. So Shulchan Aruch says that I can't use these Eidim because according to what I'm saying, the Eidim are liars. I'm saying I owe you $50. Eidim are saying I owe you nothing. So in such a case, I can't use Eidim who I myself say the Eidim are liars. I can't use them b'makim ha'shvua. So since I can't use them b'makim ha'shvua, I have to swear. So we see Zokta Beis HaLevi that when I have to swear, I can't pass my Shvua by using two Eidim if, according to my own words, these Eidim are lying. In my own words, these Edom are lying. I can't use them to pardon me from the Shmuel. In Cain, in this Mishnah, how could it be that Ashiyesh Lam Edom, Chalkim B'lai Shmuel, means that I say Kula Shali, you say Kula Shali. The Edom say we picked it up together. So we're pardoned from the Shmuel because of the Edom. But with each of us is saying the Edom are lying. The Edom say we picked it up together. I'm saying it's not true. I'm saying I picked it up first. Can I use Edom who are lying to pardon me from the Shmuel? That's the kasha of the Beis HaLevi, which first glance sounds like a very geshmaka kasha, because if I'm chayav a Shmuel and I want to use Edom to pardon me from the Shmuel, how can I use Edom to pardon me from the Shmuel? If I say the Edom are liars. So the Beis HaLevi, to answer this, says a few things. But basically what he says is this, that the Shach in Choshev Mishpat says, really, I could use Edom to pardon me from the Shmuel, even if I claimed a lie. Really, I could. There's no such rule. I can't use Edom to pardon from Shmuel or lie. It's only in that case, in Simon Pei Beis, which was a Milva B'Shtar, there was a loan with a Shtar. So the Marva comes in with a Shtar that says, I owe him money. By a Milva B'Shtar, where these Aden are saying, I paid, that being misnagged to a Shtar, so the Aden are weakened somewhat. All right, they're still Aden. But the Aden are weakened because there's a Shtar against them. The Shtar says, the Marva has the Shtar. The Shtar says that I didn't pay. So the Shach says, Dafka over there, when it's a Milva B'Shtar, there I can't use Edom to pardon me from the Shmuel. But in a case where there's no Shtar, let's say a Milva Baal Peh, the Shach says, I could use, even Edom I disagree with, I could use them to pardon me from the Shmuel. So our case is not a case of any type of Shtar. So Zokta Beis HaLevi, according to the Shach, it's very good. The Shach holds, you could use Edom, even you claimed they're liars, but you still could use them to pardon you from the Shmuel. And he adds in the Kuda, that even if you'll disagree with the Shach, and you'll say, normally you can't use Edom to help you, in our Mishnah you still could. Why? Because why are you swearing? Why are you swearing? In our Mishnah, you're swearing just to prove to Beis Din, to be mevar something to Beis Din. When you're swearing to be mevar something to Beis Din, so Edom are just as good, because Beis Din believes the Edom. When you're swearing to mevar something to Beis Din, then Edom are just as good. In a case where a svara is what we call tashlumin, the Beis HaLevi doesn't use the word tashlumin, but he says, in a case where a shvua is because you owe the other person a shvua, so then you have to swear. You can't use Edom that are a lie, that you claim a lie. But just to prove the case to Beis Din, then you could. So the Beis HaLevi is really saying two things. First, he's saying, according to the Shach, it's poshut. According to the Shach, it's poshut. You can always use Edom to pardon you from Shvua, except in a case of Shtar, which is a different case. The second thing the Beis HaLevi is saying, even if you'll disagree with the first teretz, with the Shach, the Chlal in our Gemara, when you just have to prove it to Beis Din, so Beis Din believes the Edom. So Vaita, there's no problem. You could use Edom to pardon you in a case where you just tried to be Mevar to Beis Din. Sinan Pei Beis is a case when you owe the Shvua as a Tashlumin, it's a Maidah B'Miktas, you owe the Shvua to the other person. So there you cannot use Edom to pardon. You can't compare it to our Mishnah with it. The Edom is just to prove it to Beis Din. So Beis Din is happy with the Edom. This is the Iker Teichen of the Beis HaLevi. And Gishmak, I have no problem with Svara with it. It's a very Gishmak Beis HaLevi. However, Reb Shimon comes along, and Reb Shimon in Simon Gimel Ois Beis, a short piece, one paragraph, he says that there's a more pashut the teretz to the Beis HaLevi's kasha. He's not arguing with the Beis HaLevi's terutzim. He just says he has a pashut the teretz to this kasha, very pashut the teretz. The chayyur of Shimon is right. I'll tell you what Reb Shimon says. If you think for a minute about the case of Simon Pei Beis and the case here, they're totally, totally different. They're opposites. I'll show you why. In Simon Pei Beis, what's happening? The person who's chayiv shvuah says what? It says, I owe $50. On the way to the mikdash, I owe $50. Eidim say, what do the Eidim say then? Eidim dare say, you owe nothing. Let me ask you, why is Bezin going to pass me? What is Bezin passing? The person says, I owe someone $50. And two of them say, you're potter. So why is Bezin passing? Huh? My potter, can they aid him, dummy? If I'm Maida, I owe you $50. So even if the Eidim say that I don't owe you $50, my daughter's potter, can they aid him, dummy? So there, what? Well, there, the Eidim are very weakened. Whether, I wouldn't call it trade to trade for side reasons, but the Eidim there are very shvach. Because there, Bezin doesn't even pass him based on the Eidim. The Eidim are against the Hodas Baldin. The Baldin himself is saying, I owe him $50. Eidim says he's potter. So, the Eidim there, they're very shvach Eidim. They're Eidim that we're not going to pass him like. They're Eidim. Where the Baldin himself is saying, the Eidim are saying Eidim is for my good, and the lines. Eidim's Baldin Kamei. In that case, of course, over there, he can't use these Eidim to patter him from a Shvur. The Eidim, they are very Shvach. It's the Shvachest Eidim in the world. Really, you have nothing stronger than Eidim, except by Eidim's Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. That's the only case where Eidim, no, we don't follow Eidim. That's not similar to us. By us, what happened? He's saying Kula Shali. He says it's all mine. Eidim are saying it's half yours. In our case, we do believe the Eidim. Because it's a typical case. You have two people. Everyone says it's totally his. And Eidim say, you say it's all yours? No, it's only half yours. You say it's all yours? It's only half yours. It's a case where Baldin wants something and we believe Eidim. It's a regular case of Kosher Eidim. In our case, you could use Eidim to help you, to get you, to patter you from a Shavua. Why not? Why can't you use Eidim to patter you from a Shavua? They're perfectly good Eidim. You want to prove from Simon Pei Beis that you can't? What's the right for Simon Pei Beis? Simon Pei Beis is talking in a case where Eidim are coming in there and they're saying something that the Baldin himself says is a Hidos Baldin Kamei Eidim, and we're not going to follow the Eidim. How can you compare it?
That's a lot of that.
But these people, these individuals who are saying Eidus, according to me, they're liars. And Bezdin is gairus what I say against Eidim. The Eidim themselves are upkishvach. As people, they're upkishvach. Now, that doesn't mean that Becheska Shachronim for a later than Tyre. But in this particular case, their Haggadah is a weak Haggadah. Gareth, them. They say I owe nothing. It's true. What I want to do is I want to do this. I'm chayiv shvua. I'm a way to mikdash. So I want to say, on one half, I'm way that I owe. And that half, I don't want to use the Eidim. On the other half, would Eidim agree with me that I don't owe the other 50, that I want to use the Eidim. So Shulchan Aruch says a chiddush. You can't use such Eidim to pati you from a shvua. That's what it says in Pei Beis. You can't use such Eidim to pati. Is that now a kasha on our Mishnah? That an our Mishnah sits over there. It's a chiddush over there. You're right, it's a chiddush. But it's a chiddush over there. You can't use such Eidim. Now, from there, you're going to come and ask a kasha on our Mishnah. That in our Mishnah, how could you use the Eidim? You can't ask a kasha from that case to this case. Because that case, the Eidim are very shvach. They're against the Eidos Baldin. You can't prove from there to here.
It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. It's a So
Shimon is saying, Eidim that your matzah you could use. Eidim that Bezdin can't enforce what they say, such Eidim you can't use.
So
it's all one Haggadah. It's all one Haggadah. Now you can argue with me, Rabbi Loisim, and Pei Beis, you can argue with me, why is it so? But you have to be minded to me that once you have such a psak in Siman Pei Beis, and it is so over there, you can't use the Eidim, you can't go from there and ask the Kashan here. You can't jump from there and ask the Kashan over here. Because over there and over here, it's a different thing. It's not comparable. You can't ask from there to here. If you have Kula Shali and Chetzi Shali, and two Eidim say Chetzi Shali, so then we're going to do like the two Eidim. Well, they'll split it, it'll be 50-50, not three quarters and a quarter. And the one Chetzi Shali will win totally. Of course he doesn't have to serve. They're a Chinami. They have to shoot them. It's true, because you should know that whenever we say those about Inkame Adam Dani, like you asked him, it's Treva Trey, it's not Treva Trey. If two Adam say that I have $100, and I say, no, it's your $100, who does Bezdin really believe in their hearts? Bezdin really believes Adam. Really, Bezdin believes Adam. My Doris Baldin Kameya Adam Dami is just that a person who's made in Bezdin could declare if he creates his chayvus, but however it works, he can make a chiyah for himself. But you're right, the emes we believe the Adam. Nevertheless, it doesn't take away. What I'm trying to say is that because over there he can't use the Eidim to pattern from the Shvuah, there's no Raya to over here. It's not a Raya from there to here. You can't prove from there, such as you say. Now, you may argue that the Beis HaLevi is right. The Beis HaLevi is right up his Svara. Eidim that you don't that you don't trust, how could you use them? So then the Beis HaLevi is fine. You can argue with Chassid HaShach. The Shach says, that the Eidim... I'm sorry, the Shachet would be answered, I'm sorry. But you can argue that, Pisvara, it's true anyway, and then you have to come out to the Beis HaLevi's Teretz, which is fine, I have no problem with. All Rav Shimon is saying is that the Raya from there to here is no Raya. That's all. And, okay. Beis HaLevi, if you look inside, also answers why it didn't say Eid Echad, right? It's Eidim. What is the Oshiesh line? Eight. One eight we're going to have in the Gemara. The Rosh is going to say, and I'm going to say, yeah, Paters. Why does it say 1 8? So his Teretz, I don't understand off his Svara, but at the end he has another Teretz. That could be Sheyesh Lahan Eidim, means just Eidim Da'alma. It's, Eidim means it means Eid Echad. Doesn't mean necessarily to Eidim, even in Eid Echad. Okay. But the Kasha is a good Kasha. Sheshlam Eidim, L'chor Eidim Seyeh Shepater. And next week we're going to learn the Sugya of Eidim Seyeh, which is the Yomid Beis. Maybe we'll be able to come back and answer this Kasha as well. In the meantime, let's begin the Gemara. Lomali Lemisna, Zayimar Ani Mitzasiyah, Zayimar Ani Mitzasiyah. So you know what the Gemara did? The Gemara knew we just learned a hard Mishnah. And we come to a hard Gemara, so in between it's stuck in a relatively easy piece of Gemara just to give us a Revach Ben Eidalei. But let's see. Lomali the Misni, Zaymarini Mitzasiyah, Zaymarini Mitzasiyah, Zaymakulashili, Zaymakulashili, Lisni Chada, Lisni Chada, let's just say one case. The Gemara here holds that it's two different cases. So why does it say two cases? In the end, we're also going to say it's two cases. The Gemara first answer is Chada Katani. Zaymer Ani Mitzasiyah Bekula Shali. Zaymer Tzasiyah Bekula Shali. It's all one case. But the Gemara, why talk so much? Why say so many words? The Tana is always Makatzer. Listen, so if so, let it say Ani Mitzasiyah. Two people come to Beit Din. He says, I found it. He says, I found it. I know you're done at the Kula Shali. Why say, Anima Tasiya and Kula Shali? Everything Gemara. Itona Anima Tasiya. So here's where it gets serious. It's always serious. But here it gets involved. The Gemara holds at this point, and even in the Maskana, that Beloshin Hatana, Beloshin B'nei Adam, Animitzasiya means I saw it first. I saw it first. So, if it would just say Animitzasiya, I would teach it, my Mitzasiya, Reisiya, I saw it first. I would alert the Mishnah, two people coming to Bezni. He says, I saw it. He says, I saw it. And each one wants to get the whole thing. And Bria is kinda. Therefore, Tanakul is Shali to tell you Bria like Kani. Let's just think of the Havamina. The Havamina is that Bria is kinda. So what's happening? Two people come to Bezni. He says, I saw it first. And he says, I saw it first. Right? Each one says, I saw it first. So look in the first Rashi, Ani Risiya, Risiya. The one who's saying I saw it first is saying Ani Risiya Kaidim Shehegbata Isai. I saw it before you picked it up. And the side it says the Marsha changes the girsa. What's wrong with the girsa the way it is? I saw it before you picked it up. So it's mine. What's fair? What bothers the Marsha and Rashi? If we're going with a Havamina that we as Kaina, so if I say I saw it first, it means I saw it before what? Before you. Before you. Saw it. Because if we as Kaina, if I say I saw it before you picked it up, Rishkayach, that doesn't help me. I have to see it before you see it, if you hold me as Kaina. So therefore, the Marsha is troubled by this gear. So what? Ani Risiya, before you picked it up, I have to say, I saw it before you saw it. So therefore, the Marsha changes the gears. But when we come back to this Rashi, to try to say a pshat in the gears of the way we have it, first let's learn Taisus. Taisus Beria Ba'al Makani, Taisus Akasha. Now, again, you have to remember, we really pass in Ria is not kind of. We're working now in the Havamina. I would have said Ria is kind of, practice Akasha. How could you think Ria is kind of? I forgot the Tani Bimesnis. It's a Mishnah Daf Tes. Ross a Metzia. Vomalach Avere Tanoli. If you see a Metzia, he said, tell your friend, pick it up for me. The Lakana Beria. Your friend picks it up for himself, he gets it. The fact that you saw it first does not help. So seeing it is not kaina. Seeing it is only picking up is kaina. Second case, rasa mitzia v'nafal alav. So that's a case which we've discussed in previous years. Someone sees a mitzia and he fell on it. He didn't pick it up. And he wanted to be kinda by falling on it. So the example he gave, why would a person do that? Is let's say there's a lot of something on the floor. There's a lot of coins on the floor. So if you stop picking it up, someone else will pick up some of it. So you lay down on it, and you say, I'm kind of with laying on it. Are you kind of things with laying on it? No. You can't be kind of things with laying on it. So it says over there, in the Mishnah, that you're not kind of. The Chayim Ra'as HaMetziah V'Nafalaleh, Katani Nami, Loi Kani. Someone else picks it up, it's the other person's. It doesn't matter that you fell on it. So we see from there, Fraktai Sakasha, it's a parish of Mishnah, that Riyah is not kaina, two Mishnayas, Riyah is not kaina. In those cases, you saw it. So we see Riyah is not kaina. And for Taisvis, Matzi Lamedchi. There, I could push away this Kasha. I could have said, Kivan Tama Tanali, Aishan Afalaleha, Goli Daite, Gulai Lichalai Lamikni, Ashehili Yadai. Really, Ria is kaina. You know why Ria is not kaina over there. So Ria is not kaina because the person didn't want to be kaina with Ria. Kinyana Midas. He didn't want to be kaina with Ria. He wanted to be kaina with what? With falling on it. Or he wanted to be kaina with picking it up. So since he wanted to be kind of with picking it up, Riyah is not kind of. So very gishmak. Taisus tells us a rule that even if Riyah is kind of, it's only kind of if you want to pick it up. If you want to be kind of with Riyah. Not if you want to be kind of with something else. So everybody already told me, what are we going to speak out on this Taisus? Huh? A discussion from last year about King of Miles, Yeshayna Miles. Everyone already told me that we're going to talk about it here. You're right. We'll talk about it for 1 minute before that. What does Taisa say? That Riyah is only kinder if you have a mind to be kinder with Riyah. Not if you have a mind to be kinder with Hagbah. Zagda Maritzchias. With this Taisvis, you can answer our Girsa and Rashi. Our Girsa and Rashi, which Mashah didn't like, we can now answer. A person comes into Beis Din, he says, Ani Risiya, it's mine. Ani Risiya, Kodim Shedbata, I say. What does that mean? He says, I'm mighty you picked it up first. But I saw it first, so I'm kind of with seeing. So Mashah says, that's not good enough. If the other person picked it up and I saw it, I have to see it before he sees it. So the Meretzchias, no, very geschmack. He's saying, I'm kind of with Riyah. My Chaver, he was goli daite that he wants to be kind of with Agbah. So, on Irisia, I was kind of with seeing it before he picked it up. I'm a Lamdin, I know Riyah is kind of. So there's something hefker in the street, everyone's running. Imagine, you're at an ice roof, they're throwing tackles. So all the kids are jumping. You're in Lamdin. What you're doing, according to Taisus, all you have to do is look in it and have a mind to be kind of with Riyah. As they're throwing all the bears, you have a mind kind of with Riyah, and you go to Beis Din and you're going to win. Because all the people who grabbed the bags, they wanted to be kinder with Hagbah. And you're the only one who knew that Riyah is kinder. So you're kinder with Riyah. Isn't that the way it will come out? Okay? If you know Riyah is kinder, you're kinder. If everyone else wants to be kinder with Hagbah, so tough on them. They don't know Riyah is kinder. They're not kinder with Riyah. That's what Taisa says. Taisa says you're only kinder with Riyah if you have in mind. So I'm going to win. You said if I want to be Mastic Rashi, it's fine. Okay, so we'll take that. It's better just changing a gears than a Rashi. Alright, Masha has a right to change a gears. The truth is, the Marsha's changing of the gears is not so gishmak either. And here you see, I saw it before I picked it up. If Rashi has to tell me that, I saw it before I picked it up, or you think the Gemara means I saw it after I picked it up. That's strange. No? It's less strange in the Marsha's option. That the It's less strange in changing gears to Shibati Isa, which also is very fair. Rabbi Ashi has to tell me, everyone sees things before they pick it up. Okay. It's a nice cut. What? You're right. Because really, the case is the other person is also saying, I saw it. So I guess Rashi means the first person who's tithing is tithing, I saw it before you picked it up. And once the other person says, oh, I also saw it, I said, and they're both saying they saw it. It's a little bit of a problem, because they're both saying they saw it. That I'm asking to, that's it's a bit of a problem in the emergency system. Okay, just the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. We've spoken about Rebbe Akiva Eiger numerous times in previous years. The Makor of Rebbe Akiva Eiger is Bava Metzia. But it's not Bava Metzia Daf Beis, it's Bava Metzia Daf Yud. But the original, Rebbe Akiva Eiger says it in a dozen different places, but the original Makor of Rebbe Akiva Eiger is from a Mishnah, one of these two Mishnayos places brings, on Daf Yud, and from the Mukhi Yosef there. Rebbe Akiva Eiger's Yesod was the Yesod that we call Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan She'ena Mayel. What that means is you have a person who's doing a Kinyan that he thinks works. But it's really a kinyan she'ein emayel. Ein emayel means it doesn't work. You have a person who's falling on a bunch of coins. He's doing a kinyan she'ein emayel. He's doing a kinyan, it doesn't work, there's no such kinyan. Little does he know, at the very same moment, he's doing a kinyan hamayel as well. He's doing a kinyan hamayel at the same time. So, we had this clair, does that work? The kinyan mayel, the kinyan she'ein mayel, does it work? We had it in the beginning of Kiddushin. The case was a case in the Ran. It was a case as follows. A man wants to be mekadosh an isha with a shtar. Right? B'shleisha drachim isha nikas, b'shleisha drachim, b'kesef b'shtar v'biyah. He's mekadosh an isha with shtar. He takes out a nice piece of parchment, and he writes up a shtar, and he goes to the woman, he says, Hari ab mekadosh asli b'shtar zu. That's my Shav Yisrael. Little does he know, the shtar is puzzle. He wrote something wrong in the shtar. It's a puzzle shtar. He wrote the wrong date. He wrote the wrong name. However, the parchment of the shtar is worth more than a pruta. The piece of parchment is worth more than a pruta. So here you have a case of kinyan mayel, the kinyan she'ein mayel, where a person is doing a kinyan which helps. He's giving our parchment with a worth of pruta. And at the very same moment, he's doing a kinyan she'ein mayel. He's doing kinyan shtar, which doesn't work, an apostle shtar. So the clay was, does this work? Does a kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ein mayel, does it work? Rabbi Kiva Eger's psak was that kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ein mayel works, except in cases and condition where it doesn't work. But in kinyanim, it works. If you're doing a kinyan mayel, a kinyan she'ein mayel at the same time, so you have a mind to be kinder with the kinyan mayel, and you don't want to be kinder with the kinyan she'ein mayel. Rabbi Kiva Eger's yisoid was that kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ein mayel works. It does work. So that seems to be contradicted by this tesis. Because this tesis is telling us that if you see something, you're not kind of it because you have a mind to be kind of what I've bought. But what that kinyan mayel kinyan she'ein mayel? Why shouldn't the kinyan hamayel help? If we are kind of, who cares if I want to be kind of what I've bought? Who cares if I want to do a kinyan, different kinyan? Lamaisa, I am doing a kinyan of Riyah. So that Riyah be kind of. That's the question which you've all asked me on Taisus, that this Taisus is Mashma, is clear that Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan She'ein Mayel does not work. You have to have in mind the Kinyan that you're doing. And that's a theory to Rabbi Kiva Eger, who holds that Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan She'ein Mayel does work. So my answer to that would be the following. I don't know if Rabbi Kiva Eger brings this Taisus. He has a number of tshuvas on Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan She'ein Mayel. You get to that yud, maybe we'll find that he brings it. But the teretz, the way I understand, is the following. Rabbi Kiva Eger's yisayid of kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ein mayel, which I hope I've explained adequately for the fellows that were not here last year. Rabbi Kiva Eger's yisayid that kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ein mayel works. That if you have in mind one kinyan, do another kinyan works, is only if it's at the same second. Both are at the same moment. I think we had a case, the most interesting of all these truths was a case where there was a bunch of people playing a joke on someone, and they fooled it into thinking that a certain woman wants to marry him. And it seems the person was a nebbi fellow, he was probably only half, wasn't all there, but apparently he believed them. And they did a chuppah. They set up a chuppah. And they went and they gave him a ring. The ring was a ring they ripped off of a chavis, like a battle cap. And they gave it. And he said, I am a kadesh asliba tabazu. And he gave her the ring. And they left. And now they came to shine like she needs a get. So the tshuva had a lot of parts to it because the ring wasn't worth a shavapruta. However, the chayshi shem a shavapruta b'madai. Maybe it is worth a shavapruta somewhere else. So it should still be a Chashash Kedushin. And then, there were no two Eidim who saw the putting on of the ring. It sounds in the tshuva like everyone was busy laughing and going to the side, and there were no two kosher eidim that saw the ring being put on. That's basically what Rabbi Akiva Eiger did to be mounted. This lady is, he said there were no two eidim who saw the putting on of the ring. So Mimela, doesn't matter, it's worth a pruta, it's not worth a pruta. We talked if an umdina counts or doesn't count, but the Kiveda basically said, look, from an umdina, the umdina is, it was a joke. Elamai, we don't rely on such an umdina. If you put on a ring, you put on a ring, but there are no eidim you put on the ring, so you're off the hook. The Kiveda said there's one problem. What was the problem? That we're chayshish for Rav Huna, who holds is a fourth kinyan. Kesheshtar be a chuppah. With chayshish and daf gimel and kedushin, there's a man the amar that chuppah is a fourth type of kedushin. So here they were in the chuppah, and that Edom saw them under the chuppah. No Edom were looking at the time they're putting on the ring, but Edom saw them under the chuppah. So therefore, let's be chayshish that they're married with kinyan chuppah. So Rabbi Chiya Vega say. But they were a mechadin for kinyan chuppah. They were mechadin for kinyan of a ring. So that's a case of what? They were a mechadin for kinyan chuppah. They were mechadin for kinyan of a ring. That kinyan mayel, kinyan shein mayel. So the Kivega said, according to my rule, that kinyan mayel, kinyan shein mayel works. Here also, the kinyan chuppah should work. That was what the Kivega said in his. That was his part of the tshuva. Okay. It's a little unfair for the people who heard it last year. It's good enough. I'm saying it quickly for the ones who didn't, or if there's chas v'shalom anyone who forgot it. You heard this case last year? Okay. No, so that's one thing he talks about. Glad he heals only kedusha kesef is an exception, not kedusha chuppah. But right, so the woman's medagdik by kesef. She's Kivega there answers with the following rule. He says, when do we say kinya mayel, kinya sheina mayel works? Only if it's at the same second, at the same moment that you're mechavin to do a kinya sheina mayel, at that second you're also doing a kinya mayel. Which means, if you put a ring on the lady, and there are two eidim who see, and for some reason that ring is possible, whatever reason, someone else's ring, at that moment, you'll be kind of with chuppah. Because at that moment, you were doing the kinyan hamayel, which is chuppah, at the same moment that you put on the ring. However, if it's two separate seconds, if you do a kinyan hamayel, and then a minute later you do a kinyan shein hamayel, that doesn't work. At the time you did the kinyan hamayel, you didn't have das. There was no das at the moment of the kinyan hamayel. The das has to be there at the moment that you do the kinyan shein hamayel. In the case of this kedushin, at the moment that he put the ring on her, there were no two eidim. So at that moment, there's no kinyan chuppah either, because there were no two eidim. Elamai, he went into the chuppah before, but going into the chuppah before with eidim, that's nothing. Going into the chuppah with eidim before, that doesn't work. Kinyan mayel, kinyan shein hamayel is only at the same second. It's not true if it's two separate seconds, it's two separate moments. So let's take the Mishnah and Daf test. What's a mitzia? I see a mitzia. I tell my friend, pick it up for me. My friend, he's smarter than that. He picks it up for himself. Right? That's the case. So I should be kinder with Riyah. So Taisa says, you can't be kinder with Riyah. It's a kinyan shein hamayel. You don't have das. Ah, you had das for a kinyan hamayel. Yeah, but you never did the kinyan. The kinyan that you had asked for, the kinyan that you wanted to do hadbah, you wanted to be kinder with afterwards, then he's going to either he'll pick it up for you or he'll give it to you and you'll be kinder with your own picking up. But b'shas riyah, at the time you saw it, you didn't have a mind to be kinder at the time you saw it. So you saw it first before him. If you don't have a mind to be kinder at that moment that you saw it first, you're seeing it first doesn't do anything. So Tosfos is right. The fact that I saw it first doesn't help me, because at that moment that I saw it, I didn't have a mind to be kinder with Riyah. I had a mind to be kinder afterwards when I lay on it, or afterwards when it gets picked up for me. Now, Afterwards, by the time I lay down on it, or by the time he picked it up for me, so he saw it already also. He's picking it up for me, he also saw it. So he saw it just like I saw it. My seeing it first was at a moment that I didn't have in das to be kind. So Tosfos is right. In such a case, if you're kinyan hamayil that you don't have das for, it doesn't work. There's nothing to do with Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger only said that if at the same second you do a kinyan mayil, kinyan she'ena mayil, you do it simultaneously, then the even though you didn't know the kinyan mayil works, it works. It has to be at the same time. The same time that I do a kinyan mayil, I have to ask for a kinyan she'ena mayil, then it works. But not in this case where it's separate. Is it clear? I think the chiluk should be very clear. His friend seeing it then too, so he's no better than his friend. Right, the friend already wanted it for himself. He's the only time as I saw it first. So Tosfos says, "Avriyas kaina, you should tackle him."
The friend keeps it for himself.
The friend
keeps
the whole thing for himself. Right.
But
he sees
it
when his friend's
picking it up. The whole thing
kind of
is
for
him. They're both having
fast to
be
kind
at that time.
You should be a chayfer. They're both seeing it. They're both seeing it at the time your friend picks it up. Probably the word is that by the time the friend picked it up, he wasn't picking it up for me. So,
but
I my Rhea. No, he wants to. He wants to be kind of his friend picking it up. Allah chaver to nobi. You hear Yankee's tining. Yankee's tining that in the case where I tell someone to pick it up for me, it's still schwer. So when I tell him to pick it up for me, at the time he picks it up for me, I have a mind to be kind of for myself, and he has a mind to be kind of for himself. So for Agbah, he's kind of. But at the same time he's doing Agbah, I'm doing Riyah. If Riyah is kind of, so then it should be like two people at the same time, and it should be Achlaipu there. According to the Kidaeger, that my das to be kind of with his picking up is enough that I should be kind of a Riyah.
That's
you have no reason to say that Riyah is less of a king than a bar. Okay. But then it's very good. Right? He's answering your question. So he says he doesn't want to be kind of the other person, kind of to him. He wants to be kind of himself. And the cane is very good. Okay, okay. Right?
If
he jumped on it before anybody else, assuming someone else. Oh, but the Dalai Lamas, the Mukhiyas against the Kasha, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's Raya. Why is he kind of with Simta with Dalai Lamas? And the answer is that it's either Bishra Sarabim, they're not kind of with Dalai Lamas. The whole Rabbi Kiva Eger's Gabay is on the. You'll see the Mukhiyas on that field. So he didn't see it as he was lying on it. Lying on something, you see it, I'm not sure. But, okay. Well, maybe I. Okay. The next Tosfos, Maria Ba'alma Loikani, Hada Marina and Perakabayas Valiya Habata Behefka Kani. Tosfos, there's a Mandiyamar, we don't pass in that way, but Tosfos, there's a Mandiyamar, the Kamon, Dav Kofiotes, Habata Behefka Kani. So our Gemara says that Kamash Malam Maria Ba'alma Loikani, there's a Mandiyamar, Habata Behefka Kani. And for Tosfos, Haina Shasa Maisa Kaldahu, Gansha Goda Gedekab. Let's try and taste his terex. I just don't understand the words. It's a little Tysus. I don't need to spend time on it. Just the words of Tysus. The Gemara says, "Lekaman that habata behefka kani." If you look at hefka, you can be kindness. So we see habata is kindness. Allah halacha, our Gemara ends up being is not kindness, and that Gemara says it is. And for Tysus, hainu sheosa maisa called the who kugain shegadar gedar kar. You did a maisa like you built a fence around it. Do you understand the words? What are the words saying? What's this teretz? If you built a fence around it, you're kind of with which kenyan? The fence is a kenyan, it's not a kenyan. It's not a kenyan. So why does it help me building the fence? Go ahead. Right, the pashtus of Tysus is the chayra problem. So what does Tysus mean? You kind of was building together. That's not kind of what Riyah. The Gemara says you kind of what Riyah. You kind of what Riyah. So why are you building together? So mistam what Tysus means is like you're saying that Riyah is not kind of probably because it's devarim shebelayv. How could it be a kinyan? You have to show that you're being kind of. Riyah is kind of if you do something to show that you're looking at it to be kind of. It has to be a shtickle meiser mistam. But after that, Riyah is the thing that's kind of. That's what Tysus is saying. In the Imri Moshe, this is a very nice. First, let me tell you his side, and then he says that even the mandiyama habata behefka kani, it's only habata behefker kani. Something which is hefker and is ownerless, there Riya could be a kind of. Habata the hefker kind. But habata in something that belongs to someone else, Riya is not kind of, even if he wants to be machmas to me. In other words, our sugya says Riya is not kind of. It's talking when you kind of something that belongs to someone else. And kufyat ches, and that kufyat ches, it's talking by hefker. Habata the hefker is kind of. Habata the hefker is kind of. The only thing that's hefker, that's ownerless, so Riyah could be kinda. But our Mishnah is talking about what? About something that has a previous owner. There, Hapot is not kinda. And the Mela, Tysus Kasha is answered. A very easy Tysus Kasha. Tysus, Agamar says Riyah is not kinda. There it says Riyah is kinda. There it is. Hefker, Riyah is kinda. That's not Kufi Tess. Our Mishnah is not hefker, so you're not kinda. So talk to Imrei Moshe. 1 minute. In our Mishnah, the person was Miyayish. That's also the same as Hefker. It's similar to Hefker. Alright, the concise Taka says that if the Yish is not Hefker, in which case it will be good. The Imrei Moshe apparently doesn't hold it. He's saying, you're going to tell me our Mishnah is talking if the Yish, and if the Yish, you lose a Metziah, it's similar to Hefker, and you could be kind of with Riyah. Beautiful. What did the Rosh say? Whose Mitzi is it in our Mishnah? The Rosh that we spoke out last week. The Rosh says, whose Mitzi is it? A guy's. It's a Yesh, a Rubai Yaakov. A guy lost it. It's a guy's, and it's even before Yesh. So we asked the Kasha last week, what's going on with the Rosh? Why does the Rosh say it's a guy's? And it's before Yesh. Say it to Yid, and it's after Yish. Zikdim Rei Maisha. The reason the Rosh said it's talking before Yish is because of this, because he wanted to answer Tysus Kasha. Tysus asked, that Kufyut Ches Habat is Kaina. So the Rosh holds, that's only by Hefter Habat is Kaina. Our Gemara, which is only about Riyah, is talking about it's not Hefter. So therefore, the Rosh said, our Gemara must be talking Kaidim Yish, because Riyah is not Kaina. Must be talking Kaidim Yish. Kaidim Yish, if it's a Yid, you have to return it. So the Rosh is talking by Rav Gaya. The Rosh Dafka understood that our Mishnah is talking before Yish because it will be after Yish, Habata Vavka Kani, would have Taisus Kasha. So it's Meduyik, he explains the Rosh, he answers the Kasha that we had on the Rosh with this Teretz on Taisus Kasha. That our Gemara must be talking with Ne'yish, because otherwise Riyah is kind of. Geschmack. What? He paskins. No, because we paskin have habat vaskas naka. It's too the shyness in that kafir ches. He's just answering yena mandiyama. I did such a mandiyama. We want this to shlim with everybody. So for that reason, he said. He adds one point in Imre Moshe that this shtickle Torah that habat the hefker kani is only by hefker. In our Mishnah, which is talking by a guy's aveda, is a case where it's not hefker. He adds that this is all true according to the Bach that we spoke out, that a guy's aveda is not considered hefker. That even though you're allowed to keep a guy's aveda, it's still the guy's. It still belongs to the guy. The Bach had said that a guy's aveda, even after you lose the aveda, it's still the guy's aveda. And Rav Shimon disagreed, and the Gilgal Rasha disagreed. They said that a guy's aveda becomes yours when you pick it up. But the Bach shita was that a guy's aveda is still the guy's. And even though you're allowed to pick it up, if you're walking in the street, right, the Bach said you find an aveda zara. You walk in the street, you find a silver aveda zara, and you pick it up. So the Bach said you're allowed to keep it, but it's still the guy's. The naskamina there was that you could still be mevatel the aveda zara, but it's still the guy's. That's what the Bach said. So, based on that it's still the guy's, this teres makes sense. That we is kind of by hefker, but not by something that belongs to someone else. If you hold a guy who loses something, it becomes hefker, then it's totally hefker. Rather, I saw in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that he brings the Bach lahalacha. There's a case of a shayfer shel avayda zara. The shayla in Shulchan Aruch, could you use a shayfer of an avayda zara for tekiyah shayfer? So it says if a guy's mevatel it, it's good. So Mishnah Berurah there brings the Bach. That even if the guy lost it, if he wasn't miayish and he had found it, he could still be mevatel. So rather we see that the Bach, at least the Mishabura passes like the Bach, even though Rabbi Masha argued, Rav Shimon argued, I think maybe that someone else who argued, but that's the Bach sheet. Just finish the Gemara. Itan ani mitzasiya. Have amin amai mitzasiya reisiya. After that we'll ask the Liyadeh, b'ri ba'al makani. Itan akul ashli, b'ri ya leka. Correct the Gemara. Ravina said, "Umatzasa da asli yade mashma." The word umatzasa is mashma came to your hands. Now, Ravina was talking about Hilchos HaShavuos Aveda, and there's an important Rashi on this, which I want to learn. We'll probably get to tomorrow. But in the meantime, the Gemara's cash is just from the Lash. Umatzasa da asli yade mashma. So the Gemara in. Umatzasa dekra dasli yade mashma. Lishloshen hatayra is takamash rasli yade. Miutana lishna dalmanakit. The chazil amar anashkafis. Abadav goy asli yade. Riabal makani. Tana kulishli to be avami laikon. When people talk, you'll see, if you listen, when kids fight over something, he says, I saw it first. Loshen bnei adam. People say, I got it first. I found it first. They say the loshen of Riyah. So that's Lashon B'nei Adam. Lashon B'nei Adam is different than Lashon D'Kra. So the Gemara is another kasha. Because of this next kasha, the Gemara is going to seem to shlug up what we said till now. It's going to get into the inyan of Mekach U'Memkar, which are our next big sugya that we have to get to. Just before we get that, I want to just ask you one kasha, which this Imre Moshe asks, which really needs a good yishuv. Seems to be a very stark kasha. We said that a guy's aveda that you find in the street still belongs to the guy. You pick it up, you're allowed to use it, you're allowed to do whatever you want with it, because the Torah said, only achicha, this week's parasha. Only a brother, there's a parasha of Hashavas aveda. A guy, there's no parasha of Hashavas aveda. So the Gilyan Marsha learned, or Shlomega learned, that if I find the guy's thing, it becomes mine. The Bach said no. The Bas said that if I find a guy's thing, it's still the guy's, until the guy's miyayish. But it's still the guy's. It still belongs to the guy. And we said our Mishnah is talking about an avei derash stem, an avei of a guy. So Imre Moshe asked a kasha, which seems like a bomb kasha. I don't know how to answer it. The Imre Moshe's teretz itself is not satisfying. This is his kasha. In our Mishnah, where a guy lost a talus, and two yidden picked it up, and now they're getting into a fight. He says, I picked it up first. He says, I picked it up first. Fragt Imre Moshe, who cares who picked it up first? What's the difference who picked it up first? Even if you picked it up first, it's still the guys. You're not kind of by picking it up. Someone will find the guy's Aveda, he has a right to use it, but it doesn't become his. You have to wait till the guy's Miayish. So, who cares? I picked it up first, you picked it up first, they come to Bezdin. If Bezdin understands that it's a guy's Aveda, and it's talking Kaidim Yish, like we're saying, and it's a guy's Aveda, so then it's neither of theirs. A third person could come and grab it now also. It's, what is it? It's a chayfetz shel goy that anybody's allowed to use. So who cares who picked it up first? Whoever has it is the one that's going to use it. That's shtak akasha, no? According to the Basi, if you accept the Basi side, that even when a yid finds it, it's still the guy's, so then the Mishnah has no verta. But who cares who picked it up first? So he says a teretz that's, to me at least, not a satisfying teretz. If you want to see it, it's a siman lamed zayin ois tes zayin. And it's a mitzvah to be miyashiv this. It seems to be a bomb kasha on the back. That what? It really was. It just doesn't say it as bluntly as the Ramesha. It really was. So I don't know, we have to read the... You're right. It's really the same thing. It's just, I'm saying not a lumdish away, just I'm saying we'll push it. It seems... Alright, seems to be a problem. I'm going to start making a comment, Karim.